I'm sort of a master of distraction. And welcome back to Distraction. We're at episode 6-2.
You are getting so good at that can pop, man.
Oh, I know. I'm so damn good. I can't believe how good I am. But episode 6-2, we are in our fall season. As Jordan would call it, spooky season or spooktacular. And, you know, it's fall season, football season. So who better to bring on than Danny Football in this fall, you know, fall football season. But we're not talking about football today. We're keeping it light. We're talking about Halloween candy. And Danny, welcome back to the show. Glad to have you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's been a while, but I've been trying to keep up with you guys as much as possible.
And, liar.
You know what? I was doing really good. And then summer and a COVID hit, and I used to listen to it in my car going to the city and back. So I had a nice hour and a half each way to kill, and it was easy to pop on. But now with being home and everything for quarantine and COVID, all that fun stuff, I fell out of the loop a little bit.
Yeah,
I did some catching up recently, though.
Yeah, don't worry, Danny. I don't listen either. I click the episode and press the play button to give it a click. Then I don't listen to it sometimes. So that's,
hey,
that's
you've heard it before. You were there.
What?
You heard it before. You were there. So whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. So, and I also like I didn't listen to last week too. I remember Patricia mentioned something about candy corn, and or that was 2 weeks ago, I guess. About candy corn. I never knew if it made it into the episode or we talked about it afterwards. If candy corn is actually a good candy or not.
No.
No.
But I'm sure we'll get into that later.
Yes, we definitely will, because all the Halloween candy talk, and we're going to discuss that. We're also going to discuss what we've been watching, as well as some of the news that's been going on this week with some Power Rangers, too. So let's start first with Danny Football. What have you been watching during this quarantine time, and lately, what's been kind of sticking out for you?
So actually, even pre-quarantine, my wife and I, she's never really seen The Simpsons. And I grew up watching Simpsons, absolutely loved it. So we started back in February on Disney Plus, streaming the season one, episode one of The Simpsons. Ooh. And we started back in February, and even through all the quarantine and being at home together a lot more, we're still only at like season 22. And I think they're on season 32, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but to get to season 22 of anything that you're binging is an incredible feat.
Incredible.
Season 8.
But it's just, I mean, they're half hour episodes, so you can burn through relatively quickly. But I mean, it's still been a grind. So that's been fun to revisit those, get her introduced to that.
Yeah. So what's her thought process on it? And what's your thought process of watching it for a second time, or maybe even a third, fourth, fifth time? I don't know how many times.
I got to be honest. So she thinks it's all just stupid slapstick comedy. And you see all the conspiracy theories of like the Simpsons, you know, predicted this in the future, and you know, coronavirus or Trump being president, all that fun stuff, whatever. So it's funny to watch her get those realizations. For me, it's been great to relive some of the quotes, and honestly, we're getting to a point now where I've noticed there's been some episodes that I haven't seen, and I, you know, from a show that's been on for so many years, and I've grown up watching, it's been kind of cool to see, you know, something that I haven't necessarily don't necessarily remember seeing. So that's been a fun revisit to growing up.
And I'm
that
sure
is a great feeling. That is a great feeling, really quick, that you find an episode you haven't watched. I did that with Community like a couple weeks ago, where I'm like, I don't know this episode. I haven't seen it. And all of a sudden you get a new episode out of nowhere. It feels fantastic. So I love that, that aspect of it.
The Simpsons, though, has got to be a different case, right? Because you probably fell off the train just like everybody else did. You stopped watching after a while.
100%. And that's like seeing now some of these newer episodes that I haven't seen before. It's incredible that the show's been around for so long and is still going on. I mean, the show is, what, it's got to be older than all three of us, right? As, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, at least close to it.
So it's still going. So, I mean, it's props to them for keeping that going, especially through everything. So.
Oh yeah. So with that being, you know, 22 seasons deep, have you even watched anything else during this time? It seems like that's been yeah, kind of picking up everything.
You know, that's been our go-to. Definitely been jumping around and just catching random stuff. I just watched, last night we watched Silence of the Lambs. My wife loves like serial killer podcasts. She's super weird and creepy like that. And so we watched Silence of the Lambs. And for those of you who haven't seen it, great movie done in 91-ish. Jodie Foster. And oh my God, I'm drawing a blank on the actor.
Anthony Hopkins.
Thank you. And I don't know if you guys have seen Mindhunter, but it's got like the same kind of premise where Jodie Foster is interviewing a serial killer, Hannibal Lecter. And they're trying to figure out this Buffalo Bill character and how to capture him and all this other stuff. So that's a phenomenal movie. It's one of those old school ones as a kid, never allowed to watch. but it's fun to watch that one. And besides that, we just watched Into the Wild as well. So a couple of the older movies that might not have touched on, you know, not really new to Netflix or anything. That was actually, I think we watched it on Stars. And that's one of my all-time favorite movies. Great soundtrack. It's by Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, and just it's a great movie. So,
fun fact: I've never even heard of that movie,
Into the Wild. Oh my God, it's absolutely phenomenal. Just to give you guys, for those who might not have seen it, basically yeah. About a kid who has everything kind of going for him. Parents love him. Have come from money. Telling him you should go off to college, do all that stuff, and the kid basically says, "You know what? I want to do my own thing. I want to go and basically disconnect from society and basically ditches his credit cards, ditches the money, any trace of him, and kind of heads out to Alaska to go live on his own and live off the land kind of thing. Even as Vince Vaughn makes a little cameo kind of in it, small character. But it is definitely a movie you should check out. It's actually directed by Sean Penn and, It's awesome. Phenomenal.
Yeah, so it had nominations for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. It got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes with Emilio Hirsch, Kristen Stewart, and some other people. So right, I'm going to add it to my list. It looks interesting. So I never even heard of it, but I'm all for it. So I always like taking recommendations from our guests too sometimes. Usually I'm just too lazy to watch them. I usually just them all talk, but at least I'll say I want to watch that one. So
for sure.
Jordan, what is on your list for this week?
Real quick, just because he mentioned Vince Vaughn, it brought up an idea in my head. So I always say ideas on the show of like stuff that we should talk about in the future. But have you seen like the trailers for movies that Vince Vaughn is in lately? Oh my gosh. Like they're so bad. Like I don't know when he became like a D-list actor, but it happened.
Kind of on the Adam Sandler plan here.
I don't know. It's like worse than that. It's like he's just like a sub character in a crappy movie. And
he was in the bad season of True Detective too.
Yeah, and I think that was him trying to get back. I don't know if that just kind of sealed his fate, but I want to do an episode where we go back and look at some of these actors that used to be something that kind of fell off a cliff. And sorry, Owen, please forgive me, but Will Ferrell. I was going to say Nicolas Cage. Just. What are you doing? Kind of things where you used to be a respected actor. So,
another guy too, and I know you guys talked on it. I think it was with the Patricia podcast and Breaking Bad, but you mentioned like the SNL and having Jim Carrey reprise the role. It was good to see him actually doing stuff because I know for a while it's kind of he was going off doing his whole artwork and stuff, and this kind of hasn't been in a lot of movies or anything lately. So that'd be kind of another guy to.
Well, you didn't like Sonic.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I have to bring out my nephew to the show to give us a full review. But
it's got a Sonic 2, I think, already come out, right? I think he already got another movie out of it, which is crazy. But
yeah, So I think I saw online. So we were just going down a tangent, but that's fine. I saw online that since there was no superhero movies hit theaters this year, they kind of classified Sonic as a superhero movie. So it won the box office this year as a superhero movie. And yeah, I was going to debate that too. Like, this is not a superhero movie, but I get their point. And I didn't realize that we were going to go through an entire year without a superhero movie.
I don't think anyone did. That's kind of crazy.
There was supposed to be so many. So, so I guess to me, back on track, I watched Trial of Chicago 7 this week. Sat down and watched it Friday. It is pretty much everything I think you'd expect from it from the trailer. It lives up to the hype and the expectations it sets. Sacha Baron Cohen is really good. Is just full of outstanding performances, really great dialogue. There's a lot of levity in it, as well as just throughout the entire thing you're going to watch and you're going to shake your head. It's just a little bit difficult to watch and a little bit disheartening. Not a little bit. It's a lot of bit disheartening, but definitely a very interesting movie to watch. One thing you have to take note, it is a historical, it's based on a true story, but any time that Aaron Sorkin gets his hands on something like that, he's going to kind of bypass some of the actual facts in order to tell a better story and get the theme across. So you have to keep that in mind a little bit.
Yeah. How long is the movie, too?
It's like 2 hours.
Okay. It's pretty, yeah, pretty normal. Yeah. So our inner circle of people who have been guest hosts in the show have all been saying, watch it. It's been great. So all good, positive reviews so far. So definitely going to add it to my list with Into the Wild as well as Trial of Chicago 7. And I think it is one of those must-watch kind of ones. And that's on Netflix, too. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then perfect.
Released directly to Netflix, so.
And then I'm going to beat a dead horse with this, what I've been watching. Because I've been watching, I finished Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso and the Boys?
And I did not finish The Boys. Finished episode 4 through 7. So I have one episode left. We were at that point of the night, Al and I, and we were like, it was 11 o'clock. We're both tired. Like, do we want to do the last one now? Or do we want to refuel one other day and just watch it in prime time, you know, watching hours? So we're saving it for, you know, good watch, a movie watch tonight. Might be tomorrow, who knows? But watch those two. Then I actually, real quick shout out, I've been addicted to the golf videos. I can't stop. Like, I've been with quarantine and everything, I've been just golfing way too much. So now I'm starting to watch golf. Trying to fix slices. But there's this one YouTube channel called like Good Good Golf or something like that. They do a bunch of random scrambles and they're really good golfers. So it's more like I want to be as good as them kind of thing, as well as they're kind of entertaining too. So golf videos on YouTube have been my like bread and butter right now for the last like 2 weeks.
It's funny you say that, because that has been me this entire summer. I've probably put down more rounds than I ever have, and I've been living off of the YouTube golf videos, the fix. I'm not a good golfer, but
there's
some great stuff. Yeah, Shields. Trying to figure out if I'm coming over the top too much and how my drives, but it's been great.
Yes, same thing. I'm trying to fix my swing as well. Like, there was one other, a four-play like group. They did like a scramble versus Darius Rucker, Jake Owen, Morgan Wallen, and one other country singer. It was kind of a fun video. It's like 2 hours long, though. So a little long, but golf videos, yeah. Golf videos and golf in general have saved my quarantine, as well as some sports here and there, and well as some movie and TV watching. So that's all I have. So let's move on to the news and see what's on the radar.
And now it's time for news.
Of course, no one can see this news program, so it doesn't really matter what we say.
And we're not talking about Huey Lewis in the news.
But I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
We're talking about facts.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, and to summarize news, we got kind of a lot that happened between this week and our late recording of last week. Power Rangers Cinematic Universe is getting rebooted because that other movie was terrible, with a new movie and TV shows. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom trailer drops. Jake Gyllenhaal reuniting with Denis Villeneuve. I always stumble through that one. An HBO limited series, The Son. Willow is getting a reboot as a Disney Plus series. Borat 2 drops on Friday. This Friday, there was a trailer last week. Fast and the Furious 11 will be its final Fast and the Furious installation.
Doubtful.
And then Harrison Ford and Ed Helms will star in a comedy called The Miserable Adventures of Bert Squirrel. Squirrel?
Squire.
I can't read today. I'm a little distracted.
Hey, that's the title of the show.
Everyone take a drink.
All right. All right. Danny, did anything stand out to you?
You know, really, the Fast and Furious touch on it. I can't believe that franchise is still going on. I couldn't even tell you what year. It had to be like early 2000s. I'm to the point that I've just lost track of those. So I'm really kind of hoping that goes away. Not to sound kind of like a Debbie Downer. But
I guess to add some context to it, the ninth one was supposed to come out this year, the Fast 9. And that got delayed because of COVID. That'll come out next year. And then they said that there would be 10 and 11 are going to be like a two-parter, like a, you know, it's going to end on a cliffhanger and summarize. 10 will end up.
What'd you say? Money grab? Is that what you said? Money grab?
Yeah, basically. I mean, but that's all these movies are, right? So they're not saying that the entire thing is going to end. They're just kind of saying that Dominic Toretto's storyline is going to end, and the, cause they already got the spinoffs with The Rock. Like, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, Danny, I'm with you on this one. I have still haven't seen any of them. I've said it a couple of times. Haven't saw one Fast and Furious movie, so when they go, they go.
Bye. it would be fun, though, just to touch, move along here, the miserable adventures of Bert Squire, to see Harrison Ford in kind of a what I would hopefully think is going to be more of a comedic role versus what he's kind of done. I really don't know a ton about it. I've looked it up before this just to kind of get some background, but with him and Ed Helms, it'll be a pretty fun pairing to watch with that.
I disagree. 100%. I think it's going to be awful. I don't know what it's about at all. I don't know. I don't see Ed Helms and Harrison
Ford. Inspired by a true story. It's a family man played by Ed Helms is in the midst of a midlife crisis who embarks in what he hopes would be a dream sailing vacation, but ends up shipwrecked. I can't talk today. Shipwrecked in the Atlantic Ocean with a charming but unhinged sea captain, Harrison Ford. So we already know that Harrison Ford is going to play the grumpy old man, and Ed Helms is going to be his annoying self.
So that does not make a good movie for me. Who's, like, I don't know.
If it was somebody else, if it wasn't Ed Helms, I might be interested. Because I think Harrison Ford can play the grumpy old man. Like, that is very up his alley. It's just... Yeah,
there's no comedic value to that, in my opinion.
Ed Helms is just bad.
Yeah.
So. See, like, you're... I can't stand Kevin James. No. I think he's absolutely horrible.
And, you know, I didn't really dislike Ed Helms that much until, I guess, I saw the Vacation remake, and then that was really bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Ed Helms is good in good movies. Kind of has a Jason Bateman type feel to him where he's funny in, like, supporting roles, but by himself he just doesn't do it.
No.
He had that terrible movie on Netflix that was a cop movie. That was really bad.
You're the dumb one for watching that.
Yeah, That was terrible. But I wanted to mention, too, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom trailer, because watching it and seeing Chadwick, it's just very weird and sad. So, like, I kind of almost tuned out the actual trailer itself when I saw it. I definitely want to see it. It has a jazz feel, and Chadwick kind of has that lead role in it. So I want to watch this to see Chadwick and kind of it feeling the same kind of role he always does in a good way, where he plays a strong, black, powerful person who's, like, trying to make change, even though it is, like, a jazz thing, but he's trying to make the music stick out and everything in this trailer, and I'm all for this movie itself.
In the trailer alone, there was definitely some of his more powerful forceful lines that we've seen him deliver. Usually he plays the cool, calm, and collected, you know, guy. This was very forceful and aggressive and
powerful,
energetic. Yeah. So I'm very interested to see, you know, is this an Oscar bait movie? I'm not quite sure, because between him and Viola Davis, it is stacked, and I could see this being I guess I don't know the release date, but I wouldn't be shocked if this is, you know, something trying to get an Oscar nomination.
And I did just watch Avengers Infinity War 2, and seeing, like, Chadwick, it's very weird seeing him now, like, but you see him in a different light and still very powerful. You almost, like, appreciate every line he says now more than I used to. So it is fun to watch his movies back and really see his characters really develop and be who he makes them to be. So all in for that. My one thought on Power Rangers really quick, I would love it to be more of a mixture. I mean, obviously, I just watched, like, make sure the boys in Cobra Kai / Marvel, like, a little more,
less Cobra Kai, but yes.
Well, I mean, like they're kind of more, yeah, just breaking the fourth wall a little more than I want to. But it doesn't do it for me. Power Rangers now.
No, that because I don't think they could figure out where they wanted to be. Did they want to appeal to like our age that grew up watching it, or do they want to appeal to a new generation? And I think they needed to pick a lane, and they didn't, and they lost both. Like if they were to appeal to us and rebrand it as this dark, you know, thing that we all kind of grew up with, I think they could get away with it. But if they want to go campy and they want it to be more trying to get a new audience, I don't know that it's going to... There's just too many things out now. I don't know that they're going to catch anybody's attention.
Exactly. You know, I'm out.
That'll be a topic that we should, or you guys should touch on down the road, is movies that should or should not have been remade or rebrought to life. You mentioned like the Christmas Vacation and, you know, Power Rangers from like a kid's. I mean, there's tons of movies that I would love to see a list on both sides that, yeah, that was great getting redone, and that one, no way, should never have touched it.
I like that. The reboot episode. Best and worst.
I like it. Put it on the books. We're just coming up with
that. I think I'm good with it. I mean, Borat 2 comes out Friday. That's cool. But other than that, news, I'm good with.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal, I'm going to watch anything he probably does, especially Denis Villeneuve. Just an absolute awesome artist when it comes to film. And HBO series are always great. So that one's bound to be a must watch. But that's all I got for news.
And here we go. We are at our main discussion. It is spooktacular season. And we've done spooky stuff in the past with TV shows and other stuff, right, Jordan? I don't know what we've done.
We did horrific satire, I think was like the second episode. It was the first episode we had a guest on for, which was Teacher Tim. And then after that, yeah, I think we did sitcom Halloween specials. So we'll probably do another one next week. Just to,
I was gonna say, we still have spooky stuff coming to you, but this one is more light. It's easy. I don't know if it's easy. I mean, it's gonna get heated maybe on some of these candies, but we're doing Halloween candies, and we already had some disputes before the show started in our pre-meeting that we have every week, of course, which is just a minute before we argue for a second. But I was thinking it was Halloween candy you get from trick or treating. Like, oh, you go trick or treating. What do you want to see in your bag? I was wrong. Which is totally fine.
I mean, came up with a topic. I don't know that you're wrong. I just interpreted it as it had something to do with movies or TV. So correct. I thought movie theater candy.
And that makes way more sense. So we're going to do it your way. But I had some very good answers that I'll say afterwards that we're going to fit into. Actually, I can say what
this is why my draft should have worked.
One of my sleeper picks was going to be king-size candy bars, because it doesn't matter what kind of king-size candy bar you get. When you get that in your bag, you are so excited that you got a king-size. And everyone knows the house with the king-size candy bars.
Yeah, that people are running up to. Yeah, that house down the street on the corner, that one. They got apples. Stay away.
Yeah, exactly. So you always know a good trick-or-treating house no matter what. And then, Jordan, you're going to be getting the trick-or-treating soon again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably would have this year if it wasn't for, you know.
Yes, the trouble sometimes. So,
yes.
I'm usually my family and I usually are just like the people who put out a little bucket and then we go out to a bar somewhere and then let the kids just
do what they want to do. The first kid came by, cleared the bucket, and then you're that house the rest of the night.
Yep, it's over. Right.
Have you ever thought to be the one house that just puts out the empty bucket with the sign that says "Take One"? And just blame it on some asshole kid.
Yeah. And until you get caught with it, you're like, well, I feel dumb. But yeah, it's a good idea in thought until you get caught with it. Like, well, I feel dumb. So I have some candy chilling here. So I'm ready for it if need be. So, and I went to the store today, Snapchatted Jordan, said I was doing some research. So I do have my candies ready and lined up. I have a good list, but I was thrown off by the non-Halloween thing. So if I do suck, it's that fault. So how are we going to decide draft order? So I will let Danny Football decide. Do you want to go first, second, third? We're doing a snake draft order.
I want to go first.
Okay, it makes sense. It's smart. So we're doing movie candy. Not doesn't be about Halloween, right? Just movie candy.
Yep.
Yeah. We're talking great. Candy because of Halloween. But
making sure. All right, Jordan.
Is there a movie candy Halloween? I don't even know of any specific.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, Jordan, you want to go second or third?
You can pick because you're the one who came up with the topic.
Okay, I want to go.
Oh, I made it worse for you.
I want to go second. Okay. I want to go second. Okay. Danny Football, start us off. Your first pick overall in this draft is.
This one might be a little off the radar for some people, but I am a huge, huge chocolate chip cookie fan. Like, there is nothing better.
Chocolate chip cookie dough? Like, hey, bites? Or just.
Yes, sir. Okay. Going chocolate
chip. Well, you said chocolate chip cookies,
dough,
and I'm like, that's.
No. But that's kind of where I'm getting to. So, you know, I can't bring in a, you know, 12 pack of chocolate chip cookies, per se. Yeah. But I can get the little box of the cookie dough bites. And, that for me was like top notch. Go to movie theater or to the Walgreens prior to the movie theater, and that was always in the old repertoire.
Yeah, I had that on my list. So
it's a good pick. Yeah, I honestly, you can't go wrong with that. I didn't have it on my list originally, just based on what I was looking up, but I would for sure eat that in a movie theater with no problems at all. But I will tell you this: my pick was not taken, and I wanted to make sure I got a two because this is my go-to candy at any movie theater that I go to, and it is the one and only Reese's Pieces.
Okay,
I think you can't go wrong Reese's. Like, obviously, there's Reese's peanut butter cups, but you know, when you're thinking bite size for movies, Reese's Pieces is the way to go, and it's just a nice little snack for the movie or during the movie. Usually, I eat my snack before the movie, pre-movie.
So you guys took my seventh and fifth.
So wow.
Oh, all right.
I'm still doing good. And because this is a movie theater and because I know that there's a – these are hard to come by. I'm going to go Red Vines because screw your Twizzlers. Red Vines all the way.
That was actually on my, like, honorable mention list.
Okay.
Something that is, like – they're a little cumbersome. A little cumbersome.
Mm. So much better than Twizzlers.
You know why I like Red Vines, though? So if just to get into a little deep candy talk. But when you go to the movie theaters, they sell majority of the stuff in the box, right?
Yeah.
And so there's always some kid who's going to have one of those boxes, and all you're going to hear in the background of the movie is the of him trying to get the last couple pieces out. You don't get that as much.
There
the
are
Vines,
some
so.
Movies where I've literally been like, I don't want to get a candy because I don't want to be the one guy in this really quiet film that's just like shaking a Reese's Pieces
true.
Box.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
All right, Jordan, you get one more pick.
Okay. Tim, was that on your list at all? You're a Red Vines guy, right? Over at Twizzlers?
I'm Twizzler first.
Oh, damn. Oh, I just made a really bad first pick. Okay, fine. I thought it was
first
a smart
move. Bust.
Hey, you know what? It's never a bust. I will go... I'm going to go Raisinets. Just because I feel
Raisinets.
Like... All
is
right.
that Raisins?
I'll be honest, I know a lot of candy. I don't know what the hell that
you,
is.
You guys
is
don't know Raisinets?
What are Raisins? Are those raisins?
They're chocolate-covered raisins. They're like an extremely popular movie theater candy. What the hell's going on?
Okay, raisin. I'm at Raisins for a first or a second round overall pick.
All right, you know what?
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Fine. I went, here's my strategy. I went with the two that there are not, like, decent substitutes for. I would not have been happy with Twizzlers, so... The rest of it's all chocolate in my book, so...
Yeah, nope. Nothing wrong with chocolate nope. either.
There's one that's not.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's some chocolate. Other stuff. Go ahead.
I have a couple in mind that I want to do, because I'm going to do it in one more non-chocolate, actually, because my last couple pages are probably going to be chocolate. I'm going to go with Skittles. You're not your typical movie snacking guest, but Skittles, I mean, it's on the movie rankings thing. I would eat Skittles in a movie theater. I always go Reese's Pieces. I'm trying true with that. But Skittles for a non-chocolate in the second round, I'll take that all day.
Does all of your candies have a hard coating?
Probably, yes. I was thinking about Twizzlers, but I didn't want to go Twizzlers when you pick Red Vines. It seemed like we were going to have some... battles there, so I wanted to avoid that.
Okay.
I have been living off of Skittles this entire summer. Recently, or I should say back in the start of summer, have you guys had the yellow bag of Skittles? They're called like Bright Side Skittles.
No,
I never heard of it.
Do yourself a favor. Next time you're at, so far I've only been able to find them at Walmart. I've checked Target. That's how deep I'm getting in the Skittle game, and I can't find them. Life changing. I've been living off like the giant pound bag the entire summer up until now.
So you don't just have like a reoccurring order from Amazon that's just delivered to your house?
You know, it's funny because never even thought about that. You know, we order Amazon about every single day.
Yeah.
But now we have a Walmart that's like 2 minutes away, and I feel like we're there every other day or so. Or I should say Kayla is. Let's be honest. I'm not there much. But, yeah, it's definitely on the recurring grocery list.
Nice. Well, it makes me think I got a good pick. So can I get two picks in a row now?
For my first pick, Old Reliable, M&M's. And because M&M's, versatile. You got your chocolate, but then you can put them in with the popcorn.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, no, that's so good. The chocolate and the salt and the sweet. Oh. But yeah.
Oh, so the guy who just picked raisins. Okay.
Yeah, raisins. Chocolate covered raisins. Is that what that was?
You guys have never heard of Raisinets.
Jordan does a sales app.
Just to make sure I'm still on the same page. That is just like chocolate covered raisins, right? Or is it something different?
No, that's what it is. Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Still pretty terrible.
In all honesty, I'm coming from a place of knowledge. I used to have to count the candy at the end of the night and how much was sold. I know what goes over the fact that you guys don't know these two candies is kind of astonishing. But all right.
What? No, I knew Red Vines.
All right, fine, sure. Raisinets though is definitely like a candy that was sold frequently.
Sure it was. I just don't know if it was worthy of a second round pick.
Well, yeah, knowing that I'm with two people that have never heard of it, yeah, I would have picked it last.
I just had to make sure. Right in front of me, I have the list. It's those chocolate covered raisins on there as best theater candy. So it's on the list technically, but I just, when you said Raisinets, I was a little thrown off. So I just wanted to make sure.
That's something that my grandma would draft first round.
Yes, exactly.
Well, give her my number.
Shout out Grandma Mary.
Woo-hoo. All right, so Danny, get one more pick too. See.
This one, I'm not sure if it's on your list, but the Chewy Jolly Ranchers. Have you guys had those?
Oh, what?
No, I'm not a big Jolly Rancher guy. That's a little too sweet for me. I want to suck it on during the whole movie.
No, they're great. I mean, I like the regular Jolly Ranchers, but they have the Chewy variety. They're similar, same texture as like a... I don't want to get into the arcane just because it's on someone's list, but it comes in a square form and a long roll. But phenomenal. Good stuff.
All right. And your first pick, Danny, was
back in the day.
We didn't have producer Tim today. So, Danny, what was your first pick? I'm putting all the picks in our.
The Cookie Dough Bites.
Cookie Dough Bites is right. And then, really quick, Danny, when you get food at a movie theater, do you eat a pre movie or do you eat it during the movie?
No, I'm a fat kid at heart. I eat a pre-movie. I can't wait till the movie actually starts.
I'm the same way. I love the pre-movie thing. I think once the movie starts, you want to be focused on it. You don't want to be distracted at all.
Plus, it goes back to the touch-on. You don't want the shaky of the box if you have one of those varieties, you know?
Yes, exactly. Okay, perfect. We're on the same page. So, for my next pick, I was between a couple. I'm going to go with... So now we're going chocolates. I was going to do M&M's. Don't have that anymore. Okay. I'm going to do the Nestle Crunch Bites. I saw a picture of them just a second ago, and they look delicious, and I'm going to choose those. It's not one of my top candies, but for a bite-sized snack, that seems to be the perfect bite-sized snack for a movie theater. So I'm in on that.
Bunch of crunch. Good stuff.
Oh, bunch of crunch. Yes. But I'm in for that. So that's my pick. Jordan... thoughts on that one?
So you took Bunch of Crunch on me? Okay.
Yep.
That was a good one. I like it.
Ooh. Okay.
Solid.
So I get my back-to-back here, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to have to go with my tried and true. I love snow caps. They're basically just chocolate chips with sprinkles. It's hard to go wrong. When I was in college for some reason and I needed to study, I would go to like Walgreens and I'd go get snow caps and... a monster because I was freaking crazy.
That's a good pick. I'm a big fan of champions. All in for that.
And I tried that like a couple nights ago because I was like, I really need to get a lot of work done. I'm gonna pull the old college trick. I got about a quarter into the can of monster and I'm like, I can't do it. I'm gonna get sick. I just felt so gross. So, not that you cared about monster, but snow caps still good.
I agree. Good pick.
Other ones, Junior Mints. Just classic Junior Mints. Everybody's had one, right? I mean, you might not like mint, but I like them. Top five for me.
Honestly, I'm not a big mint person, but when you see a Junior Mint, it's made for a movie theater. Like it just sticks out pretty easily. So that's a good pick as well. So it's tried and true with that.
I got one more that I just got to bring in to the fold because I've been having a debate about this. What are you guys' thoughts on Butterfingers?
I love Butterfingers.
As Bart Simpson would say.
Yeah. Lay a hand on my Butterfinger. Okay. But no, I think it's a top three candy.
You know, that was one that I had in and out of my my top three list, but there's a lot of people. I feel like there's not, like, the in-between crowd that you can kind of get for some of these. You either love Butterfingers or you hate it.
I'm in the in-between because I like the taste, but I really don't want to keep picking it out of my teeth for the rest of the day.
So good.
Well, I'll say this, Danny. My next pick is Butterfinger Bites.
There you go.
So... Cool. I totally forgot about them until you said them, so I'm glad you said it. Butterfinger Bites. I'm pretty sure I got them in movie theaters before. I don't know when the last time I had a Butterfinger Bite at the theater. Can't remember the last time I went to a movie theater in general, so it's, you know, that's both hand in hand. So Butterfinger Bites, my next pick. Getting three chocolates and a Skittles is a pretty damn good draft. Definitely be Jordan. Me and Clucci are going to be close, depending on what his last pick is right here.
So this one might be a little more off the cuff. Not a chocolate, Airheads.
I like a good Airhead. Is there any flavor that you like more than others?
Probably the blueberry. Blueberry's up there. I mean, they're all kind of like the same when you get down to candy. Blueberry.
Yeah.
The surprise white or whatever, the mystery white. You know, it's probably like whatever leftover flavors they had, and they just mix it all to one. I'm pretty convinced that's what it is. Maybe a little orange texture to that. But no, I love a good Airhead.
I don't hate the pick. I think overall, though, by looking at this draft really quick, I'll go over the picks really quick. Danny Football had Cookie Dough Bites, M&M's, the Chewy Jolly Ranchers. Is that what you picked?
Yep.
Chewy Jolly Ranchers, Airheads. I had Reese's Pieces, Skittles, Crunch a Bunch Bites, whatever you call them, Butterfinger Bites. Jordan had Red Vines, Raisinets, Snow Caps, and Junior Mints. So that's any notables that we missed that you wanted to mention.
No one mentioned, you know, talking about Halloween candy. I think a good Halloween candy, especially if you get the king size, is probably the Snickers. But I don't think it makes a great movie theater candy.
Yeah, I'd agree. Not the Halloween aspect or not the movie theater aspect. Whoppers, I guess, kind of. Not really. I have a couple Raiders, but I'm tired of them after a couple bites.
I had Sweet Tart Ropes. Those are pretty good.
Okay. Twizzlers get a shout out for me, at least better than Red Vines in my opinion, but I think Red Vines are more popular now. And
are they?
I don't know. Now I just like the internet, I think, to go more out. We'll put a poll up on Distraction Twitter and see
which
one. You always
say that.
It'll get 7 votes. It'll be like 4-3. It'll be a nail biter. But yeah, that's all I had. So, and Jordan, so now the producer Tim is gone. Did you have trivia questions for us?
So, you know me, I was looking it up in the middle of this. Yep. I thought I had one, and then I realized that it was just some butthead that actually didn't have true answers in there. I'm like, wait, that's not right. So, no, I don't.
Okay, I was going to look up, okay, here's a question for both of you. On November 4th is National Candy Day. Americans purchase nearly blank million pounds of candy per year for Halloween. Candy year for Halloween. Okay. Does that make sense?
Sure, whatever.
November 4th, a National Candy Day. Americans purchase nearly blank million pounds of candy a year for Halloween. Name how many pounds you think it is. We'll let Jordan go first, and then pretty much Danny can guess either over or under on that or pick another number.
150 million.
Okay,
pounds.
Danny, what do you want to guess?
I would go. I'm going to take the under and go 115 million. But I got a quick question. This is November 4th.
Yeah, that's why it's weird. So I think people after buy Halloween. The leftover candy. Yeah, the leftover.
I mean, it makes sense. You got places like Target or whatever that mark it down like 75% or whatever off.
So yeah, so
I can see that.
And after the numbers I crunched. The winner is Jordan. The actual number is 600 million pounds of candy.
Good gosh. Nice. Way under.
So, well, Jordan, you get to do your shout out.
Do you want some just random candy facts?
Hit me.
Sure.
The person who invented cotton candy was actually a dentist in 1897.
Wow, it's like Jeremy Jam, like trying to make people get cavities from jam burger and all that stuff.
It's originally called
fairy floss.
Selling a damn thing.
Love some good cotton candy.
Tim, you'll like this. What was the most popular
candy corn
in what state in 2017?
Iowa.
why would you say Iowa?
Oh, corn.
Okay. No, it was actually Alabama.
I'm on the same search you are thing. Are you on Chegg.com?
No.
Oh.
Mental floss.
Okay.
I thought you were on the same as me? Okay.
I see the same stat.
Did you guys know that during World War II, M&Ms were only made exclusively for the U.S. military? And that is because of the hard shell, that it wouldn't melt in their hands. They're more heat resistant and easier to transport overseas and stuff. A little fun fact for y'all.
M&Ms support the troops. Gotta love that. Well, they're a candy, can say that. So, all right. I think that was good enough candy stats. If people learned something today. If they didn't turn it off by now, you learned something today, folks. So,
what do the M's and M&M stand for? Last one.
Mars?
That's one of them.
I have no idea what the other one is then.
Murray.
Molecular.
That was the Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray developed and financed the candy-coated chocolates. And that's all. We hope you learned something today.
You won today, Jordan. You get to do your shout-outs first.
It's my least favorite part of the episode. Shout out to Danny for coming on short notice today.
Yes.
Thank you.
And shout out to Candy.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
That's all he said. Danny, football, 3 shout outs for you.
Shout out to the king size candy bars givers on Halloween. You guys are the real heroes on that day. Shout out to the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw on the over on 7.5 strikeouts tonight. shout out to my dog Maverick.
Nice. All right. For me, I'll shout out Baxter. I will shout out Rick Shields for helping people all over the world fix their slice. And I will shout out Playoff Kershaw as well, because I'm compared to him in fantasy football as the best regular season player, but I always choke in the playoffs. So shout out Playoff Kershaw. And like we say every episode, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Guess what? I was secretly an undercover rock star this whole time.
You can subscribe to Distraction anywhere podcasts are found. Make sure you leave a review. Our voiceover guy still isn't getting paid. Wait, I'm not?